Penny Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, and welcome to Moe's Paisley Penny Arcade. I am Moe. Well, I guess you figured that out. Unless someone else was in the Paisley Penny Arcade, then how did they get my keys? And that would be a tragedy, wouldn't it? Well, probably not a tragedy, but... anyway, so how are you today? Hope you're doing well. Today is the 30th of July, the next to the last day of July. The 30th. That means there's one more day. Isn't it weird there's 2 months in a row that have 31 days? July and August. I think the rest of them are all just staggered, aren't they? January, then very short February, then March, and then short April, then April, then May, and then June, and then July and August, and then September, and then August, and then... Yeah, September, and then it's weird. It's weird. Why did they do it that way? Anyway, so welcome. Welcome to the Paisley Penny Arcade. Already starting on a weird note, but how are you? I hope you're doing well. I'm doing pretty well. You know, it's been kind of one of those muggy days. We don't get muggy a lot in Colorado, but yesterday was unbelievably muggy. I woke up and it was 94, 95% humidity. And not used to that at all. And of course, today was not as bad, but so I'm celebrating by doing my radio show. I know I do it every week, but here we are. So yeah, the world. Ha! The world, what a mess, huh? It's not that bad. Yes, it is. It's every bit that bad. So we'll try and see if we can solve some of its problems today. And see where we can go. Those of you who read my Power Peak article from last week, my column, you will know that I've taken to wearing a peace symbol around my neck. And, yeah. So, old habits die hard. I didn't wear one back in the hippie days. A friend of mine made one. He made a bunch of them. He was going to sell them. But he made them out of lead. And the school said, no, you're not selling lead peace symbols. His dad was a plumber, so he had a lot of lead around the house because his dad could no longer use it. But my friend Jim, I still talk to Jim every now and then. That was a long, long time ago. But I decided that I'm just going to wear one from now on, if I am. So I'm looking at that. I don't think it's a bad idea. I like peace. I like the concept of peace, the idea of peace. Let there be peace. Uh-huh. All right. So today, I started last week. I did a whole show on the I Ching and kind of about what is the I Ching and where did it come from and blah, blah, blah. Some history, not a lot, because frankly, I was a history major in college and history can be boring. Trust me, I know, because especially in the right hands, and in my right hands, they're definitely can be pretty boring. So today, what I'm going to do is talk about how to do it, and how to do it easily. Not hardly, but easily. So we're going to talk I Ching today. How do you do the I Ching? It's actually pretty darn simple. People make it really hard, and I don't want you to be... don't want you to be afraid to toss the coins or whatever. because it's actually very, very easy, very simple. I'm going to teach you a very simple way today. And there are times when you need to do it. There are times that are really worthwhile. Now, the good news is there are texts online that you can access for the I Ching. You may not have the book, although I will certainly suggest a book that I think is the one to use. We'll talk about that in just a second. We'll talk about the right questions to ask and all that other stuff. But by the way, did you grab a seat? Come in. Paisley Penny Arcade. What does that mean? Well, once upon a time, I had the arcade open. And we had all sorts of things going on. We had Smilin' Jack, the musical Sailor. Yeah, musical Salt, he preferred. They had the Lighthouse exhibit, which was really cool. I mean, it was loud as could be, but it was an actual lighthouse, and you could hear blaring sounds and ding, ding, ding. So it was a loud place. So we had a lot of things going on here in the Paisley Penny Arcade. And why Paisley? Well, look around. There's a lot of Paisley here. And there are Paisleys in the air, in case you've never noticed it. And me, I'm wearing a lot of Paisley, and I've got my Paisley button on. I like Paisley. It was part of my past in a big way. I never really had a Paisley shirt. I guess I did have a Paisley shirt back in the day. And I did. That is true. But Paisleys are, I have discovered, very interesting. They are seeds of life. And if you look at the motif, you'll see that they are seeds that are unfurling. And if you get in certain states of mind, you can actually see Paisleys. But that's a different story entirely. So we'll go on. Now, we'll talk a little bit about, perception. Because that's what these oracles are about. Oracles are about perception. What good are oracles? Well, what if you're clairvoyant? What if you're clairaudient? What if you have ESP? What if you have the gift? So many people have the gift. I know people who are incredibly gifted, and yet my mom was unbelievably gifted. But she could not separate the wheat from the chaff. So anything she could imagine was, in fact, what she would believe. And that wasn't great for me, because she would have some pretty wild ideas of what I was doing on a Friday night. And they weren't right. They weren't right. Actually, she could not have begun to know what I was really doing on a Friday night or a Saturday night. And that's probably pretty good, because sometimes I was doing a lot worse than she could have imagined on one of those nights. Sometimes I was doing much wilder things. Does the word 7-foot bong bring anything to mind? 7-foot acrylic bong. That's certainly out of the realm. That was 1972, 33, something like that. But she couldn't have imagined that. But she had, of course, always the worst possible images of what was happening to me in her mind. And so, you know, it was like she had this incredible gift that would be right on at times. But other times it was right off. And so what I realized pretty early on was that I needed to use tools. And one of the tools that I met at 14 was the I Ching. And I told that story last week. Now, you're thinking, I want to hear that show. If you're a glutton for punishment, go to 12listen.com. Go to 12listen.com if you want a reading. Go to 12radio.com. Go to On Demand. Look for my name, M-O, and there you will see the show. And you can either download it or just plain listen to it. Click on it and it will play the whole show, and you can zip through it or just listen to the whole thing, should you be so inclined. So that's why oracles are so important. I'd like to also take a moment to give a special hello to Shushu and Sasha, who are in fact two of the most amazing people on this planet that I know. They're first-time listeners. Welcome! And probably last-time listeners, but that's okay. You know, not everyone has a complete tolerance for idiocy like mine, but that's okay. I do, and I'm kidding. I know that some people, you know, I have my tribe. They are my tribe. They are absolutely my tribe. And so are you, those of you who are listening, and thank you for being here. I love all of you so much. So what about the I Ching? First of all, what sort of questions does one ask this oracle? Well, first, before we do that, it's not like a deck of cards. Here's a tarot deck. Here's my tarot deck. And I'm having all sorts of ideas. This radio show will eventually be on YouTube. It may be on YouTube where you have to look at my mug while I'm talking, which is a terrifying prospect, not to me, but to you, I would think. So you could actually see me talking, and that's, I don't know, that seems cruel and unusual punishment to me, but who knows? At least the audio will be on. I know that several of the shows from 1-2 Radio are actually now on YouTube. So I'm going to find out how to do that. And I think I'm going to start doing it, because why not? Why not join the 21st century? Yes, I had to get it right there. But with cards, you can ask a question. You can ask yes or no questions. So, is this Jeffrey Epstein thing, it's on my mind, is it going to go away easily? And I turn over a card and I get the Three of Wands reversed. Now, the Three of Wands is virtue and it's reversed. So it's not, you know, asking oracles yes or no questions, you might as well flip a coin. So what I'm getting here is virtue reversed. So it doesn't tell me if it's going to go away, but it's saying it's not virtuous. It's a bad thing. Now, the way I drew the card was of a three-legged stool, hence three wands, the legs of the stool being the wands, and a cow getting ready to be milked. And so the cow is not being milked. Now, you know what happens when a cow isn't milked and it needs to be milked? The cow becomes in pain. It goes, it's almost English. So the cow is in pain. And so what we have here is an image of a need that needs to be taken care of. It is virtuous. That three-legged stool always is working because it has three legs. It always stands upright. With this, it's not right. Things are not working right. If you don't have the stool, you don't get to milk the cow. If you don't get to milk the cow, you've got a problem. And so this I interpret as saying, I don't think it's going away. I don't think the cow is going to be satisfied. I think there's going to be more issues. And that's the nature of an oracle. You can get a yes or no question because you infer from it. That's intuition, inference. You may be able to deduce as well, my Holmes, my sweet dear Mr. Holmes, whatever. Just, there's a Sherlock Holmes movie on TV right now. So anyway, so there is this essence of deduction that must come from most oracles. And I like that. I like that concept of being able to use your mind, your intuition at the same time. So with the I Ching, it's even more than that, because it's made up of 64 hexagrams. And these hexagrams are six lines, either yin, which is a broken line, as you may recall if you listened last week, or yang, which is a solid line, right? So it's either yin or yang, that's it. And these six lines make up, there are 64 possibilities. Take my word for it, it's all math. And the 64 possibilities represent everything that can happen in the world, in life, in the universe. Seems like a far-fetched story, but when you take into account that on any given day, any given toss of the coins, and I'll talk about that in a minute, that you can have any possible hexagram can turn into any other possible hexagram. So you can start off with one situation, and it can turn into any other one with the toss of these coins. And I'll show you how that works. And that means that anything can become anything else. Now, the cool thing about the I Ching is that it's 5,000 years old. No, that's not hyperbole. That is exactly true. Remember, Qin Shi Huangdi, who was the first Chinese emperor, had a lot of books burned, but he did not burn the I Ching. Why? Because he needed it. It was used for battle. It was used for asking questions. It was used for everything. As a matter of fact, it's also the foundation of feng shui. So if you've ever practiced feng shui, you probably have an idea of it. If you've ever seen a feng shui lopan, then you know that it's a part of that too, because that's the compass, the diviner's compass, as they call it. But it's actually just a very incredible and functional tool used by the feng shui people who are the people who set it all up. Now, there's many different schools. Not all of them use the compass. It's called the compass school, funny enough. So there you are. So let's first of all talk about how you do this, what the point is. So you're going to use coins. There are many different ways to get an answer out of the I Ching. Okay? Many, many different ways. You can use nature. For example, I can hear a bird. For example, there was a hawk in the top of a tree today, a dead pine tree. And from that one little thing that was happening, I could erect an I Ching hexagram. If I had looked at the time, I could do a very exact one. But just from the fact that there was a hawk making a lot of noise in the top of a dead pine tree, that would be an I Ching hexagram complete with moving lines. But I'm not going to use that example. That gets into some advanced techniques. But that's one way to do it. And it works incredibly well. Incredibly well. So what we can do is just start off kind of simple and say, okay, we're going to build these things. But we're also going to then, after we'll talk about how to build the hexagram in just a second. So you say, okay, so build a hexagram. Then what? Well, what we do is we actually build two trigrams. So that's three lines. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Then what, Mo? Well, we end up with the two trigrams, and we go into the back of any book or the front of any book where they show these trigrams in a sort of a map. And then it'll say on one side, it'll show the eight trigrams, and on the top, the eight trigrams, and you find the intersection of the two you've picked. And let's say you pick number... let's say you pick number 33, okay? And so what you do then is you close that little map and you look in the book and you find number 33, okay? And just very simple. You don't worry about it. You just say, okay, 33. And you're looking for the 33rd hexagram, and I found it. And you just look, and you take a look, and it's 33rd, and it just says retreat. Sometimes it'll have the Chinese name Dun, retreat. Very good. And it has some explanations there. And I'm using the Wilhelm Baines book, Richard Wilhelm, Cary F. Baines translation, Princeton Press. Okay? There you go. That's the book you're really going to think. And it's you know, pretty hoity-toity. It's been around for about a billion years, but it's the one to use, in my opinion. And what you're going to do is you're just going to start reading. And remember, you've got a question in mind. Retreat. Right? And so you just start reading. And he talks about the power of the dark is ascending. I don't have the right glasses on for this. When you get to be a certain age, you need different glasses for different things. And you're just going to read the explanation of what it is. And then you're going to read the judgment. Okay? That's the first thing you do after you've read the little blurb about what it is. The judgment. And you think about it a little bit. You turn the page here, Mo. Okay. And then you read all of the judgment. And then you read the image. And you're just open-minded. You're just taking it all in, the image. Okay? And then you read the lines, if there were moving lines, which I'll discuss and explain, when you did your thing. Okay? So you do that. And you only read the lines that were moving. Now, this is all pretty, lingo-ish, but we'll get to that. And then after you've read the moving lines, or line, or if it didn't have any moving lines, it's not a great sign, but you just stop. But you go to the next, after the moving lines, you know what the next hexagram would be. You go to that, and in the one that it moved to, changed into, hence the name, Book of Changes, you're going to read in that next one, you're going to read the name, you're going to read the little blurb, you're going to read the judgment, you're going to read the image, and that's it. You stop. So let's do this, all right? Let's ask a question here, all right? And not to be too political, but this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing is, quite frankly, it's a huge big deal, and it has to do with basic morality, at least in my opinion. I think that's what we've got going. And I think that's always worth considering, at least in my mind, that is always worth considering. Now, I've got my kit here, and I'm not going to write down the lines. I've got a little kit within the kit. I've got dice in here. I'm going to take those out. And I've got 3 pennies. I got this big thing full of change, and I'm going to put it down the wrong thing. Sorry about that. So these 3 pennies, I'm going to put in a shaker. And put the top of that on. And these are called yao sticks. A yao is a line. And you can use this as an oracle in itself, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to use it to keep track of what I throw. Okay? Very simple. You, at home, if you want to keep track, and you've got a pen and paper, you can just draw the lines along with me. You can keep track with me. Pardon me, I'm going to have a little sip of tea. So this is very simple, and I mean it. It's no big deal. So, I'm just going to tell you what we do as we go. So, shaking up the pennies in here. It's a dice cup. And here we go. Now, I want you to remember the minority rule, right? So, there's only 4 throws you can have. Head, tail. And the minority rule says that whatever the minority coin is, that's what you've got. That's going to rule whether it's yin or yang. So head, tail, that means the tail rules, or what I've got here is, I'm sorry, what if that were it, head, tail, then the tail would rule. It would be a yin line, since tails are yin and heads are yang, right? Okay, and you can either have, so head, tail is yin, tail, head is yang. Very simple, very simple. Nothing more to it. It's all math, but forget the math. Remember the minority rule. And if you have 3 heads, it's an old yang, which means it's yang, but it's going to change. Book of Changes. It's going to change to yin. And if you have 3 yins, it's an old yin, meaning it will start out as yin and it will change to yang. And I'll explain that as we go. So I just threw 2 tails and a head. Honest Abe is the only one Abe is looking at me. So minority rule says the first line of my first trigram is going to be a yang line. There it is, a straight line. So if you're at home listening, you just draw a line, one line, okay? All right, now I'm going to shake these up again. All right, make sure they're all in there. Shake them up. And the question was simply, actually I should have asked a question, but it's simple. The I Ching knows my intent, believe it or not. I've been doing this for a long time, which is how will the Jeffrey Epstein situation affect this presidency? All right. So the next line is yin, yin, yang. Again, so that's another yang line, or yang, depending on how sophisticated you are. And I'm not very sophisticated, so. All right. Let's see what we get here. Let me shake these up a little bit more. And ta-da, what do we get? We get another yang line. Yin, yin, yang. All right. And we shake them up some more. And here we go. Three yins. Yin, yin, yin. So that is old yin. So what you do is you draw a broken line with an X in the middle. And by broken line, just dash, dash with an X in the middle. Yes? Simple, simple, simple. Okay. Here we go. Shake, 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 shake. Like that shaker pudding they used to make so many years ago. And here we have yin, yin, yin again. Old yin. Okay, so another line, dash, dash with an X in the middle. So this is an interesting. And one more. And we have another yin, yin, yin. I'm beginning to think these coins don't turn over, but it does happen this way. So we have now three yang lines on the bottom, yang, 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 and then three yin lines on top, yin, 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 all of them moving to yang. There we go. So there will be dash, 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 dash on top with X's in the middle. So that's that. That's that. So we say, okay, what we have then is, well, that's that. So we ask, okay, what does this mean? How do we go from here? Where do we go from here? So we go to every I Ching book that you buy, without exception, is going to have some legend. And by that, I mean not the person who wrote the book, but the person, well, they all think they are legends. Generally speaking, you will have a map. And here we have, and you'll get to know them, but the top one, three yin lines, is known as Kun, and that is the mother of the I Ching. So we find that, since she's on the top, on the upper level here, and that's Kun. We're looking for Qian on the bottom, and so we go from the top and the bottom, and that is hexagram number 11. So we close our little map, and we go to number 11. And we find number 11 in the book. Let's see here, where is that? Number 11, number 11, and it's called Dai. T apostrophe A-I, peace. Peace. Okay? And I'm just going to read it to you. Okay? The receptive earth is above and the creative below is heaven. The receptive, which moves upward, stands above. The creative, which moves above, is below. Hence, their influences meet and are in harmony so that all living things bloom and prosper. This hexagram, Oh, really? This hexagram belongs to the first month, February, March, which is their first month in China, at which, at least it was back then, at which time the forces of nature prepare the new spring. Peace is the judgment. The judgment. Peace. The small departs, the great approaches, good fortune, success. Well, we can read it, okay? The hexagram denotes a time in nature when heaven seems to be on earth. Heaven has placed itself below the earth, and so their powers unite in deep harmony. Then peace and blessing descend upon all living beings. In the world of man, it is a time of social harmony. Those in high places show favor to the lowly. Wow. And the lowly and inferior, in their turn, are well disposed toward the highly placed. There is an end to all feuds. Wait a minute, are we in that now? Wow, could have fooled me. Inside at the center is the key position. In the key position is the light principle. The dark principle is outside. Thus, the light has a powerful influence, while the dark is submissive. In this way, each receives its due. When the good element of society occupies a central position and are in control, the evil elements come under their influence and change for the better. When the spirit of heaven rules in man, his animal nature also becomes under its influence and takes its appropriate place. The individual lines enter the hexagram from below and leave it again at the top. Here the small, weak, and evil elements are about to take their departure, while the great, strong, and good elements are moving up. This brings good fortune and success. Wait a minute. What are we talking about? Well, what are we talking about? The image. Heaven and earth unite, the image of peace. Thus, the ruler divides and completes the course of heaven and earth. He furthers, he or she, it is sexist, furthers and regulates the gifts of heaven and earth, and so aids the people. Heaven and earth are in contact and combine their influences, producing a time of universal flowering and prosperity. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's move right to the fun part here. Okay, this is really flowery and good, 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 good. Right? But remember, we have the fourth, fifth, and sixth lines moving. So we go to those lines. Line in the third place means no plane not flattened by a slope, no going not followed by a return. He who remains persevering in danger is without blame. Do not complain about this truth. Enjoy the good fortune you still possess. Here, what Wilhelm says about this. Everything on earth is subject to change. Prosperity is followed by decline. This is the eternal law on earth. Evil can indeed be held in check, but not permanently abolished. Well, that makes sense. It always returns. This conviction might induce melancholy, but it should not. It ought only to keep us from falling into illusion when good fortune comes to us. If we continue mindful of the danger, we remain persevering and make no mistakes. As long as a person's inner nature remains stronger and richer than anything offered by external fortune, as long as that person remains inwardly superior to fate, fortune will not deter him. So this you get to think about, you see. This you get to ponder. You think about this for a while. And that's the thing about the I Ching. It can take a couple of days to make full sense. Now, the next one, the fourth place, is also, or actually it's the fourth place. I read the third. Sorry. He flutters down, not boasting of his wealth, together with his neighbor, guileless and sincere. Well, that makes no sense with this group. In times of mutual confidence, people of high rank come in close contact with the lowly quite simply and without boasting of their wealth. This is not due to the force of circumstances, but corresponds with their innermost sentiment. Ha! Let's see, six in the fifth place means the sovereign Yi gives his daughter in marriage. This brings blessings. Wow, that's fascinating. That's fascinating. The sovereign Yi is Dang the Completer. By his decree, the imperial princesses, although higher in rank than their husbands, had to obey them all like all the other wives. Here, too, we are shown a truly modest union of high and low that brings happiness and blessings. Okay. I have to think about that, but I do see a correlation here. But it has little to do with what I asked about. Okay, so sixth at the top, the wall falls back into the moat. Use no army now. All right. This is a tough one, I have to admit. Make your commands known within your town. Perseverance brings humiliation. This change alluded to the middle of the hexagram. Begins to take place now. The wall of the town sinks back into the moat from which it was dug. The hour of doom is at hand. Finally, a payoff. When matters have come to this pass, yes, we should submit to fate and not try to stave it off by violent resistance. The one recourse left to us is to hold our own within our intimate circle. Should we persevere in trying to resist the evil in the usual way, our collapse would only be more complete and humiliation would be the result. Okay, so this turns into the first hexagram, which is the creative, which is actually a pretty good hexagram. So my question was, how will this affect the administration? And it would seem to say that there will be good and bad. And if it goes to the first one, which is the creative, which is about, I would presume, does that mean that it's going to clean it up? I don't know. What do you think? You can think about it. Because I'm thinking that it's saying that it will actually... I mean, I'm looking for bigger answers. I'm looking for it will really change things. I mean, I'm looking for something... dynamic. I mean, I don't want to hear that it's going to be the same old, same old. The moat will fall back. The wall is going to fall back into the moat. See, now that's the big one. I don't want to hear that it's going to turn into... See, to me, it seems like it's saying, yeah, there will be some repercussions, but you know what? In the long run,
I'm going to get away with it.
I want that to be the case. Of course, what I want to happen and what does happen are perhaps two different things. Okay? And there's that other side of it, which is the whole gist of the hexagram, which is there are times when bad things happen. And that's just the way it is. Don't complain about it. Just deal with it. Just get it. See, and that's the wisdom of the I Ching. It's saying, you know, Mo, quit your belly aching. You know? I'm going to use some different coins. Those pennies may not have been as true as I like, especially the way I was doing it. But I don't actually have two hands and a big table. Let's ask something else. That annoyed me. Let me think of something, because I didn't like the answer. See, and that's the key. That's the problem with some forms of divination. But the I Ching is, unfortunately, probably right. Why? Because the deck is stacked, isn't it? Because Ghislaine Maxwell is probably going to get a walk on this. God. I'm not talking about it anymore. The oracles often are quite correct. Most often, more often than not. Okay? So let's ask about something else. You know, there's a tsunami yesterday. Let's not ask about that. Let's see. What should I ask about? Someone send me a psychic image, a psychic message. See if I can catch it with my catcher's mitt of a face. What do we got? Because this is such an incredible... It's easy. It's easy to do. And it really does rely, and this sharpens your abilities. Now, I'm going to think about this answer, changing from thy, peace, and three moving lines to kyan, the creative. And the creative is an important one because it's about creativity. So it probably means they're going to really creativity their way out of this, which is, kind of annoying. Okay, let's do another one. Let's ask about I can be very impulsive. I'll ask a personal one. I can be very impulsive and lose sight of what's really important around me. How can I work on that? How's that? That's a good one. That's a good question to ask the I Ching. What should I do? Okay, so I will drop the coins, and I have three yins. I can be very impulsive and lose sight. I'm obsessive. I have an obsessive side. And those of you who've listened for any amount of time probably get that. Okay, coins. And drop those coins. And, again with the three yins. This is a very yin time. And that's how it would be. That's how it would be viewed, as a very powerful, there's a lot of yin energy right now in the universe, or in the world. That's interesting. A lot of yin energy changing to yang. Okay. Drop those coins. I know this is really exciting for you. And now we have one yang and two. Wait. No. One yin and two yang. So that's a yin. All right. So that first trigram, for those of you keeping score, is Kun, the mom of the whole thing. Alrighty. That's right. I know this is just gripping radio. You know, a lot of some of you like to grip me right now. But that's okay. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake that pudding. And here we go. And one yin. Another yin. Boy, you talk about yin energy. Huh. I can immediately say that I kind of get what it's saying already. That I'm too passive, that I accept too much, that I don't fight things, I just accept too much energy, and so that's why I'm so, passive. Oh, yang, finally a little yang. I am a man, huh? All right. And one more coin. There was one yang coin there, for those of you keeping score at home. Oh, don't drop a coin. Have to have a delay of game for Mo searching for the coin. That's right, folks. Mo's on the ground searching for the coin. Meanwhile, Yogi Berra is in the batter's cage. There's no batter's cage in. There is in practice, but not on. He's in the batter's something. And another yang. So what we have here is on the bottom, we have yin, 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 but the two yins on the bottom have an X in the middle. And we have a yin line. which is a dash, and then solid lines on top, two solid lines, which gives us kun on the bottom and sun on the top, which is the mother on the bottom and the eldest daughter on the top, earth on the bottom and wind on top. Oh my. Isn't that interesting? So, first step, after you've figured those out, you don't even have to figure them out. You go to your key, your map, and you say, okay, wait. You look in your thing, you say, okay, yang, yang, yin on top, that's sun. And then on the bottom are the three broken lines, and you go where they intercept, and that's the 20th hexagram. All right, so you close that up, and you go to 20. And for those of you who have this Wilhelm Baines, you're using the front of the book, not the back, because the back is kind of more confusing. Has commentary by Confucius. Or his school, and you just want to keep it relatively simple. And we go here and we see contemplation, view, guan. The gentle wind is above, and the receptive earth is below. And this is cool. A slight variation of tonal stress gives the Chinese name for this hexagram a double meaning. It means both contemplating and being seen, in the sense of being an example. These ideas are suggested by the fact that the hexagram can be understood as picturing a type of tower characteristic of ancient China. Right then and there, boom. A message is being given. My question is, how can I not be so impulsive? And the I Ching is saying, think, you dope. Think. Think. Use your brain. Don't just act. Contemplate. And realize that you're an example. Well, yeah, I'm obsessive and impulsive. A tower of this kind commanded a wide view of the country. At the same time, when situated on a mountain, it became a landmark that could be seen for miles around. Thus, the hexagram shows a ruler who contemplates the law of heaven above him and the ways of the people below, and who, by means of good government, sets a lofty example to the masses. Well, that can be taken with a grain of something, right? So it's linked with the 8th month, September, October, right? They had 2-month months. The light-giving power retreats and the dark power, blah, blah, blah. The judgment, contemplation. The ablution has been made, but not yet the offering. Full of trust, they look up to him. This is a powerful, powerful way of looking at things. The ablution has been made. It's a holy time. As a matter of fact, it's the holiest time of all. Right before a sacrifice is made, you clean the altar. Everything is set, but you haven't given yet the holy offering. So, man, I think everything is just right. So you can't give in to, man, this tells me something. It really is a way of saying, Mo, you've got to kind of settle down a little bit. Get back to your meditations. Maybe you should get back to your writing. You need to kind of hone in on something, you see? And if you want people to really get something out of what you want to give them, you have to be that. Because I get scattered sometimes. If you've listened to this show, you know that. Because I get excited. There is also in nature a holy seriousness to be seen in the fact that natural occurrences are uniformly subject to law. Contemplation of the divine meaning underlying the workings of the universe gives to the person who is called upon to influence others the meaning of producing like effects. This requires the power of inner concentration, which religious contemplation develops in great people strong in faith. And that doesn't mean faith in conventional religion, obviously. It just means that concentration, you know? The hidden spiritual power emanates from them, influencing and dominating others without their being aware of how it happens. The image, the wind blows over the earth, the image of contemplation. Thus the kings of old visited the regions of the world, contemplated the people, and gave them instruction. That's the I Ching, that's their image. And then he goes on to talk about that, about the rulers would visit all over the earth and saw different people and realized that they were different and that each group needed different things and how the rulers would understand how to deal with them based upon that. Now, I had moving lines, the first two, right? Six at the beginning means boy-like contemplation. Thus, for an inferior person, no blame. For a superior man or woman, humiliation. Oh, Mo. Oh, Mo. The second line, and he goes on, he talks about that. Contemplation through the crack in the door, right? Through the crack in the door, one has a limited outlook. One looks outward from within. Contemplation is subjectively limited. One tends to relate everything to oneself and cannot put oneself in another's place and understand the motives. This is appropriate. This is sexist for a good housewife. It is not necessary for her to be conversant with the affairs of the world, but for a man, you have to put up with this. This was written back at the turn of the 19th century to the 20th, who must take active part in public life. Such a narrow, egotistical way of contemplating things is, of course, harmful. And so this then turns into, now I have to look it up. Oh, my God. Oh, it turns into 61, which is emptiness within, Chung Fu. And that's a good one. It talks about clarity, emptiness within. The 61st hexagram, I believe, if I'm correct. Let's see. Which is good. You know what it's telling me to do? To start meditating again, because I've really let my practice fall off. Let me see here if that's what it's telling me to do. Chung Fu, inner truth. Inner truth. The wind blows over the lake and stirs the surface of the water. Good fortune. I'll make it quick. The superior person discusses criminal cases in order to delay executions. Anyway, it talks about inner truth, about being empty within. I get it. I get what it's saying. I'm seeking something. I'm searching for something. So anything that comes to my way, I'm open to. And that's, see, and sometimes the book has nothing to it. I got it when I was rolling, when I was using the coins. I got the imagery that I'm just open to anything. I'm open to it. Let it come. Let it come. And you seek things. And what's happening is I get overexcited and overenthused because I love everything in this realm, but sometimes I'm a little too. And that's the power of the I Ching, because you can use this imagery. And the image here is of, I always imagine the 20th hexagram as sitting upon the earth on a platform and the wind blowing. And as the fact that I'm there, I feel like I'm alone, but everyone can see me. So I'm meditating, as a matter of fact, on that platform, and the wind is blowing, and dust is blowing, and my eyes are closed, so I'm okay. But then I have inner truth, because it's you know, it's yang line, yin yin, yang yang, and the inner two are, so they're empty in between, and so there's emptiness within. I like that. So what it's telling me to do is to concentrate on emptying myself within, and I will find what I'm looking for, and I won't be so impulsive, and I won't be so obsessive. It's just I'm not doing what I used to do. That's simple. In theory. That's the I Ching. That's the power of the I Ching. It's a simple process. It's very simple. If you have any questions, write me. Okay? You can write me at Motarot, M-O-T-A-R-O-T, at Comcast.net. Okay? Or you can write me through my YouTube channel, I think, which is at Mo Abdelbaki, YouTube, at Mo Abdelbaki. Or you could write me, there's another way, Facebook. Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I think it's Mo Tarot or Mo Abdelbaki or something. You can find me. I'm available. I'm not hiding. And that's my show for today. You should use the I Ching. And if you and there, I have a long thing on YouTube on how to use the I Ching. Give it a try. It's much simpler than it seems, and it can change your life. Trust me. It answers questions. And I get this so much. And I get the question about Epstein, too. It's going to change. This will change some things. It's just going to take a while. All right. Have a lovely week. Peace and love, my friends. Talk to you later. Bye.
Until next we meet, I'll be waiting for you right here in the Paisley Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4.